Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 324, and the title is Worst Days. The sticky note reads, "Gratitude is saying thanks for the experience, even on your worst days." Here's the story behind the sticky. Gratitude can be so hard sometimes. Some days life just seems to suck. Nothing goes right from the time you wake up and lift your head from the pillow until the time your head hits the pillow once again. Your alarm doesn't go off when it was supposed to, or maybe you slept right through it. The water in the shower never seems to warm up. You forgot to pick up coffee at the store, which means you have to go without this morning. You need to scrape ice off your windshield, and you get stuck behind slow-moving farm machinery for your entire commute to work. It doesn't get any better once you arrive at the office either. Your boss totally saw you walk in late. Someone took the last of the coffee from the pot, so you have to make a new one before you can enjoy any bean juice. And once you get to your desk, you can see that your voicemail is full, and so is your inbox. And one of the messages is that your boss wants to talk to you in her office. And you're supposed to be grateful for all this nonsense? Yes. Yes, you are, especially on days like this. You need to take time to practice gratitude on your worst days. It's easy on the good days. Anyone can feel grateful when they're feeling good, when everything's going their way. But on the bad days, taking a few minutes out of your day to consider at least one small thing for which you're grateful is the fuel that can keep you slogging through the miserable days and hanging in there until the sun starts to peek through that dark cloud that you think is following you around. On your worst days, take a moment to express gratitude, even if it's just to acknowledge that bad days like these make you even more grateful for the better days you've had and the better days to come. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive an alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily message that includes a copy of that day's motivational sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track that I've been recording every single day this year to go with each one of the daily sticky notes that I draw and publish at BigYellowSticky.com. These podcast episodes allow me to dive in a little deeper on some of the concepts and ideas I'm scribbling on those stickies so that I can take the time to give you the story behind the sticky like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.